That was my shit too, dog.
No.
That was, man, Fred Durst is that dude, son.
All right, we're done here.
Dang.
Rash Talk Radio. Coming at you live on MP3 from high on a hill above beautiful Lake Washington. My name is Les Rowan. With me, as always, is the Guru.
Yes, sir.
And you know how this goes. We're here to talk a little trash on a week's worth of sports. I don't know anybody except the Guru, and the Guru knows all.
Man, you know I know just a little something, something, man. Just a little something.
It is episode number 60, Guru, and week 11 of the NFL is in the books, and it brought us the Rams and Chiefs breaking records all over the place in a possible Super Bowl preview that absolutely delivered. The Saints ended the Eagles, or did they? The big Alex Smith injury, the NFC East might be wide open again. Then, it's our week 12 preview with a huge Thanksgiving Day feast and leftovers all weekend. Skins Cowboys, Packs Vikings, Saints, Falcons, Seahawks, Panthers, and more. But first, Guru, NBA drama is kicking into high gear on both coasts as the Warriors are getting into each other's faces and the Wizards just need to be blown up. Plus, we've got Guru's callouts and shoutouts, our Bets with Ben segment, the two-minute drill. Guru, it's episode number 60.
Turkey season. Let's roll.
I'm a little bit out of sorts there. I'm all screwed up here today. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, man. You should be thankful, man. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
And
happy
to you, my man.
Thanksgiving, man. I hope you get that turkey in that system. And to you guys all, happy Thanksgiving.
I hope it's great wherever you are. Guru, what do you got planned for this weekend? Anything exciting?
I think the typical majority of the people in America, you know, eat
some turkey. Settle down and get fat.
Settle down, eat some turkey, watch some NFL. Well, let me take that back. Sometime I might give the kids some chance, but watch some football, man, because that's just a holiday. You eat a bird, you know, it's right. Kind of funny. I think something ate a bird this week, too. Whoa.
Anyway. Hey, man, let's not.
Bird eating week, right? That's what it is. Every bird's getting clucked down, man.
I don't need to get into that yet, Guru. You know what I mean? We can just leave that alone where it is right now. But you know, I'm excited as always. Thanksgiving week, I'm taking the baby to volunteer. You know, we volunteer every year. Mm-hmm. The wife and I taking the baby this year. I just hope they don't serve him to somebody. That's the last thing I need is to somebody be like, this baby's delicious.
The baby is delicious. Oven is delicious.
A little bit of gravy on this thing. I'll tell you what.
Put some bacon on. I was like, oh my god, it's some barbecue. That barbecue sauce. You know what? Put that cranberry, because this is the Thanksgiving. I put that cranberry
right in the baby. Get him right in. He's going to be gonna be delicious. Going to look great. All right. So before we get into it, Guru, before we get into the NFL that we're going to talk about here, because it is the big Thanksgiving Day slate. They got a lot going on. Was it 3-4 games on Thanksgiving Day? And a couple of them actually matter, which will be nice to watch. We got to talk a little bit of NBA. I don't know about you. I've been watching a lot of the NBA. And, of course, it's the big Jimmy Butler move to Philly.
The association.
That's right. Been watching a lot of the association. You know, they are trying to kill the Sixers this year, man. They've already played more games than any other team. Since we've last talked, I've seen 4 Jimmy Butler games, 4 Sixers games since we've last talked in the past week. I've enjoyed the hell out of it, but I think they're trying to kill the Sixers. Meanwhile, the rest of the NBA seems to be falling apart in various places around them. We got some crazy drama going on right now with the champs in the big. We talked a little bit about this last week with the KD Draymond thing that's going on there. But I know you got some thoughts on this. So what do you think's going on here in Golden State? Because it has not gotten better. They've lost some games. Steph Curry looks upset and KD is out there telling guys on the sidelines to shut the fuck up. So what is going on in Golden State, Guru?
Oh, man. It's like, you know when you, you're going to know, but we were at this stage before, when you have a sibling, you know, in a household, you're an only child, but, you know, I come from a sibling, 3-4. You all grow up together. You're like, and then you hit that teenage stage, you know? It's like, dude, now you're in my space. Look, I've been around you too much. Like, hold up, I want my own this, I want my own that. So, in a sense, Draymond is an emotional guy. We all know that. That's his That's his claim to fame per se. That's what got him this major contract, he thinks. Even though I think it has to do more about his basketball presence more than his emotion, but
a little bit more of his defense.
Yeah, but anyways, he could blame his emotion for wearing it on his sleeve for making him a great player. Anyhow, but obviously there's a certain thing about it. KD's a mercenary, like I've been telling you. He's a mercenary. He's a hired gun. That's all he is. And Draymond, I'm not sure why he's upset about the whole contractual thing about, you know, or hearsay. What I've heard say, obviously, everybody's read. He accusing KD as far as what, you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Right.
Per
like he's
Stephen,
telling,
A, Stephen A. saying.
With the contract coming up this year, he's saying that KD's already on his way out.
Exactly.
Or looking for the next move and
calling
not focusing
him a, calling
here.
Calling him a B word.
Right, right.
Things of that nature.
And you're not going to, you're not like a real warrior kind of thing. You're not.
Yeah.
And
I'm like. If I was KD and KD from the DMV, you got to represent where the goose hometown. Like, and I don't know what KD doing because if it was a real cat from the DMV, I would have stolen Draymond. But I'm not condoning violence. But let's just put it like this. There would have been a two-piece chicken free on the house, you know, coming for Draymond. You know, two three-piece, boom, 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 right there, two-piece chicken, man.
I'll tell you what, my money's on fucking Draymond in that fight. He's got to have some weight on
man.
KD and on the thin man. Come on.
Hey, put it like this, though. Like, I don't think there should be any type of situation that should even get to this level. It's probably two grown men, one feel one a certain way, talking about another man a certain way. But KD's a higher gun. He's been a higher gun. They recruited him as a higher gun. He's done exactly what they want him to do. Get him a dynasty. Get him a couple of championships. Basically three now after this year, which everybody's forecasting. So he's done exactly his job and his role, Draymond. So exactly if he wants to leave now and go be a higher gun somewhere else, then he has that right to do so.
What do you think he's going to do that? Because that's part of the issue here is that the Warriors are probably not going to be able to afford both of these guys next year. You know, like if KD gets the big contract, they're not going to be able to give the big contract to Draymond, KD, Clay, and Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's the odd man out here, and they're saying it's either going to be KD or Draymond, most likely, is the one here that they're thinking. What would you do? Would you offer the big contract to KD to come back?
KD's not coming back, in my opinion.
You just think he's gone?
He's not a warrior.
He wants to play there.
Of course. How many times have we heard athletes say, I want to, come on.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't think KD's going to stay there due to the fact that that's not what his role is. I think he is a mercenary. And another thing is, I think he's going to try to go another place. You know, probably join up with another star and get another championship that would say, hey, basically prove the point that, hey, you know what? I did this without Golden State per se.
Yeah,
you know?
But would it even prove that? I think what's interesting about this argument to me is I'm totally on Draymond's side on this one. And not surprising, probably. I like KD. I think he's great. But KD made his bed when he left Oklahoma City. He's a mercenary now. And the Warriors won without KD. And they won with him. They have not won without Draymond. In fact, the series they lost, arguably they lost because he got suspended and had to sit his ass down for a game. And that shifts the series over towards LeBron and the Cavs and throws things off there. KD comes in and they get that other ring. Now, they're probably going to get a ring this year, too. Again, he's just a mercenary.
He's three.
Right, and Draymond's been there for all of them.
Yeah,
and
Draymond was also there for the team that lost. Like, you could say, oh, he was in there. He caused that situation.
Yo, yeah, totally his fault.
Yeah. But now with the with a mercenary, the assassin like KD, even if Draymond caused any situation like that, that's insurance. That's an insurance policy what KD is. KD hides all of that. Now, if Draymond do some situation like that again, it won't affect them in the L like it did before because with KD, that he would offset that.
Assuming Steph comes back, because as we've seen for the past week, without Steph Curry, they're not quite the powerhouse that they are with him. I mean, but he's the best.
In the playoff?
The best damn shooter.
Come on, man. We don't care about the record. Does anybody cares about the regular season? You know what the regular season of NBA is? You know what that is?
Seeding.
It's not seeding. You know what it's called? The Real Housewives of freaking the association. It's all about drama. It's all about this and that. It's always been like this. Come on, Alestro. It's always been dramatic. Before Christmas, it's the lead up. I've seen this episode. I've seen this movie for many, many times, okay? I'm not blinded. It's all about, oh, my God, I don't like this play. He came to camp fat. He didn't do this. How many, remember from Kobe and them days, Shaq always come to camp fat, the first couple. Drum, I don't like you. I don't like this. It's the same old scenario till Christmas, till the All-Star game, when it becomes basketball. Right now, it's all about TMZ. That's what it is.
It's a fashion show. About,
it's a TMZ.
It's a celebrity show. Exactly. Gossip.
That's what it is. Gossip is the girls next door type situation, man. It's a bunch of guys of the association. This should be a real. That's what it is. NBA is a reality show right now.
It is. It totally. It's the best reality show on television.
It's the best
right
reality
now.
Show. In fact, for more reality show, let's go to another.
I was like, speaking of reality shows. I don't know if it's a reality show or a soap opera or just some sort of tragedy, but on the other coast from the Warriors, the big NBA story right now is just the Washington Wizards completely imploding. They're just at each other's throats. They can't seem to get anything done. Now, they picked up a win, but it's piling on the losses. This is like, we're 17 games into the season. It's already a lost season for the Wizards and coming apart at the seams, Guru. Now, these are your boys. This is DC. What is going on in Washington, man?
Lestro, everyone out there, we're tired of this, man. As a DC fan, a DMV cat, you know, a Bullets, because I go way back to the Bullets.
Way back, yeah.
You know, to the Bullets, to them becoming the Wizards, you know?
So much better a name.
So when it was Murder Capital, you know, they had to change the name because it was Murder Capital from Bullets to the Wizards. So I'm an ingrained, you know, fan. And I don't even like calling them Wizards. I still call them the Bullets.
Yeah.
You know? So seeing this type of shenanigans, unfortunately, is not new.
No, we got guys.
I've seen this with Gilbert Arenas in our same locker room, you know, with the gun situation. So we've seen some dysfunction in D.C. That's what, you know, we need to do. We need to blow this shit up.
It's
time to blow this shit up.
You're done.
John Wall, unfortunately, he got us. That was a heist. John Wall got us for that money. I tell you, John Wall, you got us for that moolah, baby. You got us. You old Jamarcus Russell of the NBA right now.
John Wall signed
fat
the
ass John coming to camp overweight.
Signed the big deal.
Big deal.
He's making $19 million this year.
And can't shoot a jump shot in 9 years in the league.
$38 million next year, $41 the year after that, $44 million in 21-22, and $47.3 million in 22-23. Y'all are stuck with John Wall because him coming in all like fat and drunk, you're not trading him. So this leaves...
Fat, drunk, party animal. He just...
Yelling at teammates, not making shots.
Yelling at the coach, Cusbrook. I mean... Unfortunately,
everybody's yelling at everybody on that team. There was even a report that that there was some guy in the stadium yelling at Dwight Howard practicing free throws at like after like late night after a game by himself practicing. Some dude was in the stadium like, "You suck!" Like one of the workers was yelling at him. This is a terrible scene right now in DC.
It's time, man. It's time. We just, you know what?
Well, what
we
happened here, Guru? This was
what
so
happened?
Much.
John Wall didn't get better. That's what happened. With John Wall, it's the one guy that happened. It's all about John Wall, man. He can't play with no one. He don't get no one better. He makes the ball stagnant. He just dribbled the ball all the time.
And no motion.
That's all. No. Just one man show, man. He's a scheme killer. And he don't improve. And he don't get no one better. And he's coming to camp overweight. Like, come on. With the abilities you have, the God-given abilities, John Wall should easily be the best point guard in the East. Yeah. Easily.
A couple of years ago, you'd have thought by now he'd be dominating.
It.
You know, like he'd be that team. I picked them last year because I thought they were so good coming in. They finally seemed to have their shit together. John Wall was playing. They couldn't put it together last year, and this year it's a complete shit show.
Blow that shit. Hey, Bradley Beal, John Wall, like blow it up, man. Blow it up. Like they don't get along. It's just a mess, man.
Yeah, not going anywhere. So where do you think it's going to happen to Beal? Where's he going to end up?
Oh, I mean, tell the truth, it don't even matter where you end up. We just got to blow this shit up. That's what we need to do. We need to create some assets.
You guys got to run a process.
We got to get from. We got to go over there and call the process and come back down south. Man, we got to process this.
Hey,
out.
Sam Hinkie, we got a project for you.
Hey, what he's gonna take? We want to make DC sports great again, baby. That's what we want to do. Make DC sports great again.
I would have loved to have had Bradley Beal on the Sixers, even. Instead of
Man,
Butler,
you love everybody in the Sixers.
I'd love, of course, everybody good. You can, but I would. I was hoping they were going to go after him instead of Butler. Because I thought you could get him for a better trade. But the truth is, we got Butler for what we would have traded for Beal. And I don't know how it's all going to work out in the end. But he's been good so far.
I mean, I hope the Wizards would have done that in the same conference with you guys. That would have been top of.
You think he goes west? You think he ends up in like Portland or something?
Yeah, send him out there. Yeah. Come out to the PNW, man.
Come on out, man. It's
Come
great
here,
out here.
B square, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Weather's way better than DC, especially this time of year, man. All right, so blowing up the Wizards. Let's speaking of DC and make DC sports great again. Last year the Caps won. It looked like this year the Redskins were on their way, and then I'll tell you what, man, this was a terrible week for the Redskins. You want to talk about them first? Or you want to talk about the big game, the big Monday night record breaker?
Man, we might as well start with the sad news, man, before we go to the high arc thing.
Yeah,
man.
I agree. So Alex Smith broke like his leg. Bad, like Joe Theismann bad this weekend. Before I even saw the play, I saw the replay or anything like that, I saw on Twitter Joe Theismann tweeted out, "That looks like my injury." And I thought, oh God, no. Like, I haven't even seen this injury, and already this is the worst thing that's happened in the season. Alex Smith broke his tibia and fibula, both bones in his leg, and he's out. Maybe for at least a year, maybe longer than that. What does this do to their chance? They got Colt McCoy, and they just signed Mark Sanchez. Yeah,
the butt fumble.
Butt
man.
Fumble coming back to help you guys out. So what is it?
Functioning DC, bring it on.
What does it do to the team? Yeah, well, it's Dan Snyder. What does it do to the team this year, and what does it do to the team going forward? Looked like the Redskins were getting it together.
We just got to rely on the defense. Manuski. Greg Manuski, baby, get them boys right, man.
That's the most fucking Homer thing you've ever said. I love it.
You know what I'm saying? We rely on the defense, and we rely on the old legs, man, of AP.
AP.
And you know what? Colt McCoy, man, I've seen a backup quarterback did some wonders last year.
Last year they did it, man.
I've seen
that was going to be my question. The backup stepped in around this time last year, week 10, week 11. Foles comes in when Wentz goes down in L.A. Can this happen for the Redskins? Can Colt McCoy carry this team?
And it's Cowboys week, by the way.
And it's Cowboys week.
It's Cowboys week, by the way.
Cowboys and Indians on Thanksgiving.
Sweep, baby. We are going for the sweep of them Cowgirls.
Well, that's the NFC East right now is why. In fact, the Cowboys appear to be almost the favorite at this point. Like, they're the team that they beat the Eagles. They beat the Redskins. That's the team that they beat the Redskins, right?
No, they're
going for the sweep. They beat the Eagles.
The Redskins. What's wrong with this guy?
They are the team that's hot right now is the Cowboys. Look good, because the Eagles are falling the fuck apart. The Eagles got dismantled by the Saints this past
weekend. Thank goodness they're playing the Giants, right?
And right. You maybe get back online. But with this division, the Eagles have two more games against the Redskins. They got another game against the Giants. They got another game against the Cowboys. The infighting in this division, and there's only a couple games that separate. The Giants are gone. But there's only a couple games that separate the Redskins, the Eagles, and the Cowboys. This could really be anybody's division going forward, right, Guru?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any division. Even the Giants is not really out of it, to be honest.
No, they run the table, they can make it.
Yeah, the Giants
are
not out of it.
As unlikely as that is, if they do it, they've got it.
Obviously, not every game matters. Every week now, y'all going to hear it. We're going to say it. Man, this might be the do or die week.
it's been do or die week for the Eagles for the past, six.
But it's cool, though, because everything will happen basically Thursday. It's going to have a very impact on Sunday for the Eagles and Giants game, because the Skins win. Oh, that is massive, because then that's basically stretching the lead.
Yeah, they got like a three-game lead at that point.
Against the Eagles, but they're one game. We're only one game, I think, I believe, over the Cowgirls.
Yeah, it's 6-4 Redskins, 5-5 Cowboys, 4-6 Giants, 3-7 Eagles.
This game is
3-7 Giants, 4-6 Eagles.
Massive, because then we'll literally be basically 3 games ahead of the Cowgirls because we're out the tiebreaker because we'll sweep them.
Yeah, if the Cowboys win this game, both teams are 6-5 and they've split the season series.
Absolutely.
With the Eagles coming in at 4-6. Now, I assume the Eagles would beat the Giants, so they'd be 5-6. It would be 6-5, 6-5, 5-6. Eagles got 2 games against the Redskins and another game against the Cowboys and another game against the Giants. Like, honest to God, this division's complete. Now, there ain't no wild card coming out of this division, but it's completely up in the air for anybody. But do you think the Redskins can hold this together? They've been, I mean, Alex
Colt
Smith.
Colt McCoy with the defense, with Greg Minuski, because honestly, we only need to win basically 3 more games.
Okay.
That's it. You know, and it starts with the Cowgirls.
You beat the Cowboys.
That'll be one. So we need 2 more games to squeeze. The Titans might be, we're going to see. That's a toss-up, really. We could win that game. So then it comes to that one of the Eagles game, because I don't think the Eagles are going to sweep us. That's what I think it's going to be a split. So that's 3 wins I'm predicting. That will give the Redskins the division.
That would give them the division. 3 more wins would give them 9 wins, and I think it's all you're going to need to win the NFC East this year.
That's it.
Yeah, you can, especially in division.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's talk about some of the better news from this past weekend, from Week 11 in the NFL. We got one hell of a game on Monday night, Guru. This is obviously what everybody's been talking about all week. The Chiefs and Rams went at it like a Rocky movie, man. This wasn't even like a heavyweight fight. It's like a fake heavyweight fight, you know, where one guy gets knocked down. It's like a WWF matchup. Just punch, 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 back and forth all the way on. They ended, 54-51? First time in NFL history, both teams have scored above 50 points. It is 1,001 offensive yards between the two teams. The quarterbacks threw for, 800 yards. Mahomes had, 6 touchdowns in this game? 3 interceptions, 6 touchdowns. This is an absurd football game on Monday night. What do we make of this going forward, Guru? Is this the Super Bowl?
Nah.
No?
Absolutely nah. Absolutely no freaking way, man. You know, the funny thing, this was a very good consolation prize. It might be a Pro Bowl. You know?
I'll tell you what, lot like a Pro Bowl in that nobody seemed to be playing defense.
I don't see both of those teams, neither of those teams going to the Super Bowl.
You don't think either?
I don't think either.
You don't think the Rams make it?
The Rams not going to make it. The freaking Chiefs.
I know the Chiefs
aren't
gonna make it, but
they're not gonna make it. There's some people saw all this high octane, all this I was watching deficiencies. I'm like, wowzers. But what I also noticed is coaching. Wow, coaching could hide a lot of deficiencies. So there's some great coaching in those top lines. But the main deficiency might be for the Rams, for example. Sean McVay is his own deficiency. He's going to get his own way. Because in that game, when I saw the second half, basically from the – and this is – there's no stats because of Google. I'm an eye guy, you know. Stats is skewed. You know, if it rains, you can't tell the stats about that. That could affect things. I'm an eye guy. I see what happens. So – and I see the field because you can't put stats on a field. You know, you can't do that. So in the third quarter – and the third quarter to the fourth quarter, I didn't hear the word Todd Gurley. I didn't hear Todd Gurley. I didn't see Todd Gurley. I didn't even know Todd Gurley was in the game.
He was there, and he's actually what allows Goff to get some of the spacing and throw the pass. They threw a lot of play action. Both the Rams and the Chiefs threw a lot of play action in this.
There was no running. There was no play.
You're right. There wasn't a lot of ground.
Todd Gurley didn't touch the ball. From my eyes, if he did, it was less than two or three times. Mm-hmm. I did not hear Todd Gurley. Name or anything goes to Todd Gurley. And that's a concern to me. And that's a concern to me for a happy, jolly coach like a Sean McVay being young. That's a concern in the playoff. You don't win like that in the playoff. That's not how you win in the playoff. You have to run the ball. The playoff games are shortened. All that high octane, I don't like that. Too much reliable on chances and odds. In the playoff, you don't get all that type of games. No. The game was more shortened. You're going against teams that as good as you and even better than you in certain areas of things, you know? So I don't like that. Obviously, he's a great coach, but he made some key things right there that kind of rearing me as far as when that moment is there. You know, when is that big-time moment going against a Sean Payton?
and Drew Brees.
Exactly.
Now, both of these are you know, we got the Rams have a young quarterback and a young coach. The Chiefs have a young quarterback and an old coach. But these are two young guys going at it.
Shout out to Eric Bieniemy, man. The OC over there, man. Bieniemy, man. Sleeping with my enemy, man. That's for my man Boomer.
Is this the future? Are we seeing the future of the NFL in these two teams? Is it going to be this sort of high flying? Now, these guys, you can talk all you want about it. You got to grind it out. You give either of these guys a minute and a half to 2 minutes, they can get you 70, 80 yards. Both these offenses are built to score fast and now. I still think Andy Reid will fuck it up at the end of a game somehow. But
and both this offense is predicated on beautiful weather, nice, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, in football, in the playoff, you're not going to run into this situation. The game slows down. You know, the game slows down. You're not going to see a 54-50, even though you don't see that regularly. But we know in playoff time, you see a low-scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel like it's like a prize fight.
Right.
The first three, four rounds, it's like you're feeling each other. You're collecting data. You know, because you're trying to do something. You're doing things, and you're going to show things the other team has not seen. So you're basically feeling each other out. So that alone is going to make the game go a little bit slower, in a sense. So do I see this happening in a few? Yeah, of course, because you sell tickets. This was needed. The NFL did a great job. It's a standalone game, Monday night game. That was an extravagant because of the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful seamless transition between what was about to be a debacle in Mexico City and brought that to L.A., and now nobody's even going to talk about that, what could have been, and that was beautiful by the Shield. I saw that, the Shield. When nobody's talking about it, that means you did a hell of a job, but the Google's going to give you all that, man. We bash on that man all the time. That was an expert move he did.
I know. He's not.
I'm not a football
expert. He's going to be a football expert. Man knows his television, doesn't he? which of these guys, let me ask you this. Who are the two guys, the quarterbacks? You got either Mahomes or Goff to build your team. Which one do you want?
To me, it's more about the coaches, because I think Jared Goff is an average quarterback, honestly.
Really?
But I think Sean McVay makes him a high-end quarterback.
Okay.
You know, I think Patrick Mahomes is a bonehead. I think Andy Reid makes him into a high-level quarterback. So, in a sense, I will get that. I want a package deal. I won't get them by themselves. I want the package deal with the coach.
It's a Brady Belichick kind of thing.
You gotta
get him to get Peyton Breeze.
Because you can't get those guys by themselves. Because we've seen what happened with Jared Goff without McVay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, that was Jeff Fisher, too. So I don't want to put that all on on Goff.
Hey.
Well, Guru, let's look ahead to Week 12 here because we're running out of time here. So let's look here. We got our big Thanksgiving Day slate this week, and the big matchup. It's Bears Lions, Redskins Cowboys, and Falcons Saints are our three Thanksgiving Day games this year. It is a true bounty on Thanksgiving this year. Where do you want to start? You want to talk about that Skins Cowboys game? You got any other thoughts on that, or you just want to get into the Falcons Saints?
Dude, I just fumbled a motherfucking pan, dog.
If you hadn't said anything, nobody would have seen it.
No, man. He's right there, dude. You know? Like, I felt like Ezekiel Elliott, you know? I felt like I'm like Zeke, just fumbling things away, dude. I'm just like, damn, how did that happen? So, this is the thing about it. It's Cowboys week, and we all know this, and it's Thanksgiving. And we love this as a Redskin nation. This is the best time of the year because you get to eat turkey and watch the Cowgirls get dismantled by your team. So, yes, I am going out here. I am ingrated. I was born and raised. I'm bleeding burgundy and gold when it comes to this week. There's nothing like this week, okay? The best week ever. And you mix it with some turkey. Oh, man, Colt McCoy going back home. Colt McCoy from Arlington, Texas, or somewhere in freaking Texas, coming back home to go whoop those Texas Cowgirls' ass. Let's go, Colt.
I wouldn't, you know, it's funny. I didn't know he was from Texas, but with the name Colt McCoy.
Come on, man. That's Texas, man.
I totally would have guessed.
That's a total Texas right there, man. He's a Texans, man.
So what's up?
Yeah, if his name is If his name was like David Lee Booty, that's a straight up Louisiana baby, straight up
son. Colt. You gotta name him Colt. He's got to be from Texas. So this week coming up, you like the Redskins in this one, obviously.
Damn right, I like the Redskins, man.
I don't know, man.
I hate
the Cowboys, but they're making me believe.
We gonna hold Zeke. You saw what we did the first game to Zeke. We know Zeke. We ain't feeding nothing, Zeke. We gonna feed you zip zero, bro. You ain't gonna eat no damn turkey. You ain't finna eat nothing. Because the Redskins are going to round your ass up.
Well, now talk to me about the Falcons-Saints game. That is the nightcap, and I'm having problems with all of my knobs and stuff here today, Guru. I don't know what's going on. They're popping, clicking. I can't even record nothing. All right, so the Falcons-Saints game, the Saints look like the best team in football. Can the Falcons trip them up? All right, let's move on.
You know what's going to happen? My man, Alvin
Kamara,
and obviously, Mark Ingram, bro. Hey, keep eating, Mark. Keep eating, because the Guru's gonna get that fantasy shit because of my man Mark Ingram. Keep eating. But obviously, the Saints are running they're just destroying. Sean Payton is killing the league. He's a heads up above everything. The Falcons have some deficiencies as far as injuries.
Tell you what, man, the Saints made the Eagles look like shit this week. I mean, really just tore through them on both sides. They had answers for everything the Eagles tried to do on offense, and the Eagles had nothing to answer for the Saints. They look like a powerhouse. They look like a team on a mission right now.
Yeah, they're stacking. Stacking dubs. That's what they're doing
exactly.
Right now. They straight up stacking dubs, and they're going to stack another one. Put the birds, they just kill what? It's bird season for New Orleans, man.
Right.
It's bird season, baby. They killing the Eagles. They killing the Falcons. They just killing all the birds, baby.
First you eat an eagle on the week before, then you eat a turkey on Thanksgiving, and then you eat a falcon after for dessert. I can't get this mic to work. Girl, I don't know what's going on here, man. All right, so otherwise for the game, let's talk about the Pack-Vikes. Do you think it's shaping up to be a more important game for the Vikings than anybody would have thought going into this? Who's going to win this one, and can the Vikings turn their season around? Because the Bears are starting to run away with that division.
You know what? This one right here, the Guru is kind of complicated right now, my relationship.
Your Facebook status with the Vikings is complicated.
My favorite cousin right now is doing things that is making me want him to be my distant cousin. But you know what? My favorite cousin is going to come back, because after that debacle of a situation he did last week, which I don't want to talk much about, because if my favorite cousin don't come back this week and go against my nemesis and defeat my nemesis on primetime television,
the bad man,
the whoever we want to call, because I know the only Aaron I know, the best Aaron I know, is the win number 99. That's the only Aaron I, that's the bad Aaron I know.
It's the only one you acknowledge.
Put it like that.
Yeah, all right.
But if my favorite cousin don't do that, not only will he be my distant cousin, he might be my long lost cousin.
My long lost cousin. I'll tell you what. You talk about the greatest heist and pulling one over. You talk about John Wall pulling one over. I still think I don't believe in your cousin. I don't believe in Kirk Cousins at all. I haven't since we started doing the show. I think he and Alex Smith were on par. I don't think there's anything special about him. And I so far this year in Minnesota, I'm not wrong, is all I'm saying. So one more here going into this. I want to talk Seahawks-Panthers, because both of these teams are like bubble teams right now, trying to make their way into the playoffs. Seahawks and Panthers both playing for their lives this week. What do you like in this one? It is in Carolina.
I know,
if that
this
matters.
This is such an identical, it's like two teams playing each other.
It should be a backyard football game, right?
It is gonna be an identical off-scripted two quarterback just causing mayhem, bunch of run. I better take the under in this game. Just defense. Seahawks don't. You know how it is, man. I'm a West Coast to East Coast type of travel. But the good thing is they played last Thursday.
Yeah, Seahawks have a long week.
They had a long week, so
and they have a they're coming off a win, which makes the week a little easier.
Easy, even way easier. So, Carolina coming out the Riverboat Run, you know, doing what he does. Devastating loss, obviously, for the Panthers.
Yeah. Very difficult loss. Two losses in a row now.
Challenging loss. And this is for the lives at home. I think the Carolina Panthers will pull this one out.
Think they pull this one out?
They pull this one out.
And do you think this do you think seasons hinge on this game for either of these teams?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the Seahawks are overachieving.
Seahawks at 5-5, way behind the Rams in the division, still in the hunt.
This is a wild card, yeah.
Yeah, it's both wild card. Panthers at 6-4.
Yeah, I think they're overachieving.
And they're going in different directions. The Seahawks are sort of on an upswing. The Panthers are sort of stagnating and down.
That's what it looks like. And this game is really going to tell. You know, like I said, that whole transition from the Seahawks don't usually do well when they go to the East.
No, that's,
you know?
Boy, that's true.
They don't really do too well. So I'm interested to see how this goes, man.
All right, well, we will see. We'll see next week when we get a chance to talk about that, Guru. It's coming up quicker than we think. But for now, speaking of transitions, let's take a quick break. I'm going to see if I can figure out what's going on with these mics. We're going to come back here. We're going to give Guru's call-outs and shout-outs from Week 11. We got our Bets with Ben segment with Ben Carey from the Currency Kings. And you know, we're going to end it out with a little bit of a two-minute drill. Trash Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Trash Talk Radio, back again, segment two. Drew, you know that means I got to do the plugs.
Plug time.
Trash Talk Radio at TrashTalkRadio.com, brought to you by WorldOfSportsNetwork.com. World of Sports Network, connecting the world through the sports we love. You got to head over to WorldOfSportsNetwork.com, check out all the great stuff we've got going on over there. It's not just Trash Talk Radio. You've got the Dent and Dave podcast. You've got the on-court, off-court. You've got a whole bunch of stuff. We got Guru's Film Room. All kinds of good things happening over at World of Sports Network. Make sure you check it out. And be sure to head to the World of Sports Network YouTube page and subscribe to that so you can see exactly what's going on in the studio here with all the fun Guru and I are having every week on Trash Talk Radio. If you're looking for me, Lestro, I can be found on Twitter every day at More or Lestro. That's at More or Lestro on Twitter. And the Guru is on Instagram at Guru's Film Room. Guru's Film Room is just his thoughts, man. Just his thoughts. One more time for people in the cheap seats, TrashTalkRadio.com. And Guru, tell them that hashtag.
That's 10K for TTR.
All right, man, now that we got that out of the way, let's take one final look back at Week 11 in the NFL as we get into Guru's call-outs and shout-outs. This is every week, Guru six the guys that got to be called out for their play.
Oh, my, get the heck out of here.
And picks three guys who've got to be shouted out for their play.
Yes, boy, yes, boy.
And tells us what he's watching. So, Guru, let's start what we always do on the call-outs. Which guys this week made you have to just call them right the hell out?
Oh, my, get the heck out of here. Oh, man, I love it. Call out, shout out. Let's get it, baby. So the first call out, I have to do this. I think it's a no-brainer. I think this is a no-brainer call out. I am calling out Dirk Cutter playing musical chair with this quarterback situation. I mean, Lester, you know this got to happen. And then Famous Jameis, we don't even know. You said it the other day. That's a funny thing about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't even know what to do, what to think. Dirk Cutter don't know what the hell is going on. Nobody knows what the hell is going on in Tampa. So just because nobody knows what the hell is going on, no one knows anything's going on, I'm just calling a whole damn team out. The whole motherfucking Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization, Dirk Cutter, just, hey, I'm calling y'all asses out because of playing musical chairs in the NFL. Oh, my, get the heck out of here.
It's a quarterback league. You can't win if you don't know who your quarterback is. And right now, Dirk Cutter has no idea who his quarterback is. So Dirk Cutter and the entire Tampa Bay organization.
Oh, my, get the heck out of here.
You're called out.
Oh, man. All right. Number two. Call out number two. Riverboat Ron, man. What's up with coaches, man? From Frank Wright. How many coaches done
Frank
this?
Frank Wright's getting it together.
Yeah, I know, right? He got the right coach, baby.
I'm starting to figure some shit out
you
over
know,
there.
My man Jim Bob. I know somebody's going to need you, Jim Bob. I know where you're going to go. I know. But anyhow, Riverboat, man, Carolina Panthers, man. What was that about, man? Why?
Oh, my, get the heck out of here.
I know my man Gano missed a few extra point of field goal and all that. Well, come on, man.
Like, still.
I'm Carolina Panthers, Riverboat Ron. That might be the reason why you guys might not make the playoff this year.
It's because of that game.
Because that might be that game right
there. That loss to the Lions.
That loss right there, Ron. And that's why I am calling your ass out. Oh, man, get the heck out of here.
Certainly makes the Seahawks game this weekend much more interesting.
Exactly.
They win that game against the Lions. This one is a no-brainer.
Exactly.
This rolls on. All right, so that is Dirk Koetter and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Riverboat Ron and the Carolina Panthers. Who was our third call-out of the week?
My third call-out. I don't like doing this, but I have to do this. All right? My favorite cousin.
Oh, I love it.
My favorite cousin. We paid you.
You like that?
You know, we meaning – my free agent fandom I had with the Minnesota
That's
Vikings.
Right. Looking good and violent.
You know, the Vikings paid you $86 million to beat a Mitchell Trubisky.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
All right? And you did not beat a Mitchell Trubisky. And you look outright pathetic and outclassed. Kirk Cousin, my favorite cousin, I am calling your ass up. Calling you like a long-distance cousin. That's what I'm calling you. I'm calling you out so much. I'm calling 100 and collect on your ass. I'm collecting everything. Call on your ass, Kirk Cousin. Oh, man, get the heck out of here.
Kirk Cousins for losing to Happy Feet Mitch Trubisky, for making Happy Feet Mitch Trubisky look like goddamn Aaron Rodgers out there.
Straight up big star movie, Happy Feet.
Oh,
Happy
my God,
feet
the heck
mix.
Out of it.
All right, so that is Dirk Koetter, Riverboat Ron, and your favorite cousin getting the call-outs this week.
Oh, my God,
week.
The heck out of it.
So, Guru, let's move over to the other side and look at the good performances. Who gets a shout-out this week? Who are the guys that really
yes,
need
boy,
to be
yes,
recognized for their performance?
Shout-out this week, the big man himself, Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't even know how to say Roethlisberger. I just say burger. Anyways, Big Ben looked like shit Ben in the first basically two quarters and a half, getting his ass throwing picks, pick six, people laughing at him, Jalen Ramsey, Tevin Smith, the whole Saxonville Jags, and then you know what? Big Ben came back.
Yeah.
Persevered, came back strong in the second half, and with the John Elway-esque type game-winning touchdown, I am giving my man Big Ben with the most emotional team in freaking the NFL. Big Ben, the guru is shouting you out.
Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
I'll tell you what. They seem to be getting out of their feelings right now. And apparently, it was actually Roethlisberger who fired that team up in the locker room and then came out and proved it in the second half. So there might be something happening in Pittsburgh. They get out of their feelings. That could be a dangerous team.
Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
All right. Ben Roethlisberger, our first shout out of the week in week 11. Who else we got, guru?
Hey, man, I mentioned this guy last week, a couple weeks, but when I mentioned him, people probably still not listening, so I'm going to keep mentioning him, all right? Eddie Jackson.
Safety. Yes, boy, yes, boy.
From the Chicago Bears. I keep saying this young stud right here, this young kid, he's a turnover machine. He's one of those guys, when you see him, turnover happen. You know, he's just all around, always around the ball. Another pick, you know, picked off my favorite cousin, for six, which hurt me, but you know what?
You like that?
Eddie Jackson, I peeped you, young fella. You've been an interception turnover machine from Alabama. You've been an interception, and then you had that major injuries, and you became an undrafted free agent, and you made the Chicago Bears team, and then last year you destroyed the league as far as picks and turnovers. You're still doing it, and nobody's talking about you except the guru. Eddie Jackson, the guru is shouting your interception turnover as getting out, baby.
Yes, boy, yes, boy.
I'll tell you what, man, between him making those picks and Khalil Mack destroying quarterbacks up the middle, that Chicago defense is actually, they're making Happy Feet look good, man. They're giving him the wins over there. That defense in Chicago is brutal. And just leading them to the top of the NFC North, I don't know, man. They look like this year's Eagles to me is what they look like. They seem to have something going on right now that I would not be surprised if they found their way through the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Mm.
All right, so that is Ben Roethlisberger and Eddie Jackson, and our final shout out of the week. Who you got, Guru?
Hey, man, I know it's Cowboy Week, and I ain't gonna do it, but I had to do it. I had to give props, man. Now, man, that man, E Square, Ezekiel.
Yes, boy.
The
yes, boy.
Animal Elliott. Z, the best running back in the league by far. Took over the game versus the Falcons and single-handedly basically took the Cowboys out of nowhere to now being one of the favorite, per se, in winning the NFC East.
Certainly
Ezekiel
made it possible.
Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke. They fed Zeke, and they kept feeding Zeke, and he's going to keep getting fed. And that's why the guru, once again, is Zeke. And the guru is happy because Zeke showed me some love. I saw you, Zeke. I showed me some love on my IG page. I saw you peep me, man. I love that too, Zeke. So just because you showed me some love, I'm going to replicate that love. And Ezekiel Elliott being a multiple shout-out contestant over here in Guru's Call Out Shout-Out.
Yes,
and
boy, yes,
I
boy.
Am shouting your ass out once
yes,
again.
Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
I'll tell you what, man. That is impressive. He must have had a hell of a week for because we all know.
One thing you guys going to know about the Guru, and everybody knows, he hates the Cowboys.
It's true. He hates the Cowboys. But Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
It's that third shout-out. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do with this week. No Elway shout-out or call-out, rather. I imagine that's just on permanent, call-out.
Hey, man. It was just the musical chair was just so horrendous. You know? And obviously the Bills already executed themselves because they pay their bills. There's no more Peterman. So Elway's gonna be back next week.
All right, and with that, let's stop looking back and start looking forward to the upcoming weekend with our Bets with Ben segment with Ben Carey of thecurrencykings.com. You got to head over to thecurrencykings.com. Ben's got fresh picks, free picks for you every day on thecurrencykings.com, and he's got write-ups from each game. And each week he stops by here on Trash Talk Radio to give us his picks, a couple of picks in college football and a couple of picks in the pros. We have a little bit of an issue again this week in getting with Ben, so we're going to cut to him and hear what he has to say here. And by the way, make sure you get to BetDSI and use the promo code TTR. Promo code TTR on BetDSI. And with that, let's go to Ben Carey of thecurrencykings.com.
What's up, guys? It's Ben Carey with Currency Kings. I'm actually here in Maui. was at the Maui Invitational. Zach's got it done. Beating Duke in the final to win the tournament. But anyways, just coming back from vacation, I wanted to give a condensed version of the college football and football picks for the weekend. First, we're going to go with the Packers-Vikings, and we're going with the under of 48. Next game, we're going with Giants +6 against the Eagles. And for the last game, we are going with the Seahawks +3.5 against the Panthers. So those are the NFL picks. College football, we have the Virginia Cavaliers playing Virginia Tech. They're favored by 4.5. We have Washington State playing Washington. They're favored by 4.5. We're going with Washington State in that one. And then our premier game is the big game, Ohio State. Ohio State versus Michigan. Michigan is on the road in this one. We're going with Ohio State and Michigan under. I believe it's at 56. But in this one, we're going to go with the Wolverines. I believe the line is at -4 currently. We're going to go with the Wolverines to win on the road against Ohio State. So those are the picks for the weekend. I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy a lot of football this Thursday and the rest of the week. And of course, as always, you can follow me on thecurrencykings.com. Use TTR for the promo code to sign up for BetDSI to get a 50% match to start betting on these games that we cover every week on the show. So that's promo code TTR. Good luck, guys.
All right, Guru, back again here, back with the Trash Talk Radio. Once again, BetDSI.com, promo code Trash Talk Radio, TTR, promo code TTR at BetDSI.com. And make sure you head over to thecurrencykings.com to see all of Ben's picks, free picks everywhere. Ben Carey from thecurrencykings.com. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate your time once again. So, Guru, that brings us to the 2-minute drill.
Let's go.
All right, so here's how we play the 2-minute drill on Trash Talk Radio. This is where we get a chance to talk about all the things we didn't get to on the show. I put 2 minutes in the clock and I start throwing questions. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
2 minutes on the clock. Guru, this weekend in college football, a Harvard touchdown was called back when the player running down flipped a Yale, the bird, while on the field. Not smart, nerd. All right, my question is, have you ever seen anything dumber on a football field than just blowing a touchdown by flipping a guy off?
Yeah, I just can't think about it right now, but I'm definitely sure there's a lot dumber shit that happened on a football field than somebody flicking somebody off.
Yeah, but this is a,
oh, excuse me.
I just thought about something. Game.
Remember Baker Mayfield grabbing his freaking crotch on it? I mean,
it didn't cause a touchdown.
Come on, man. It caused a whole media outreach, didn't it?
Didn't you know, cause remember a touchdown.
That, hey, come on, go suck this. That's better than flipping the bird. Which one is worse?
Come on, man.
I don't know. For the record, Harvard still won the game. All right, another question of the pros here. Lamar Jackson had one hell of a game for the Baltimore Ravens this past weekend.
You talking about the running back or the quarterback?
Yes, the quarterback, Jackson.
I know, but he ran the ball like
100. And that's what I was going to say. 27 rushes for 117 yards.
How many passes?
Guru, I don't know, but he only
Less
threw for 150 yards.
So he's a running back, right?
He might be with the ball. They're running the wildcat down there. My question for you is the future now in Baltimore, or would you give Joe Flacco the ball back when he's healthy?
If they're running the option style, you better give Flacco that ball. Either way, man, Harvard's a mess. Blow it all up. The whole D.C., Baltimore metro area, man. The whole shit got to be blown up everywhere, man.
All of them. The Caps, you're the only team that can stay.
Blow it out. Orioles, everything blown up.
Everybody, the Caps, you're it. Everybody else getting blown up all over the place. All right, this weekend, did you happen to see the video of Marshall Yanda allegedly spitting on Vontae Berfect this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so I was going to ask you, did he spit on him? Was the thing. He leans over and he lets like a loogie drop off the field. I was going to ask you, better spitter, is it Marshall or Rondo? But it sounds to me like you didn't see it yet.
No, I didn't see it, man. It must have not been very good.
It must not be very good indeed. Guru, I got two more for you real quick. It's rivalry weekend in college football. Now, you played. My question is, you were at Eastern Carolina. Who was your rival, and how did you get hyped for rivalry weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Basically, all the in-state schools. That's the rival. You know, North Carolina State. North Carolina State, Chapel Hill is always, going against Chapel Hill. NC State was closer. It was about like an hour less, a little bit less than an hour distance. Virginia Tech. So we are obviously in a different conference. We are different rivals. But Virginia Tech was a heavy rival because for me, going against another Virginia team,
uh-huh,
and the Hokies diss me because they think I'm not good enough, you know, so that's what it was.
It's a personal rivalry.
Personal rivalry, but the in-state school, though, Chapel Hill, NC State. But I would say NC State is our number one.
And did you guys get more hyped for that game?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah.
It's personal. You don't worry about the record. It's personal.
It's personal.
That's what rivalry is. It's personal.
I love a rivalry.
Because, you know, the guru back in the days before the guru became the guru and a man and a committed man. You know, back in the co-ed college days,
right?
You got to go to the co-eds in NC State and you know do things you got to do over there.
I hear that. I like the sound of that. All right, Guru. Final question. It is Thanksgiving week here. My question for you is: what is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish, man? What are you looking forward to?
Man, it's the same damn question you asked last year. You remember that?
I know. I'm asking you if you give the same
exactly.
damn answer.
And I told you, I love my cranberry sauce, baby. The cranberry, baby.
That is what I'm talking about. All right, and that is all the time we have on Trash Talk Radio this week. Our special thanks to Ben Carey from thecurrencygames.com for coming by. Our thanks to Avliana Productions for making us look good as always. Make sure you head over to the World of Sports Network YouTube page. Subscribe over there so you can see everything that's going on here. I'm Moro Lestro. He's on Instagram at Guru's Film Room. Until next time, I'm Lestro.
It's the G to the U to the R to the U.
Thanks for listening.
GTL. Boom, 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 right there, two-piece chicken, man.